Chris Cavazos with the Montana AFL-CIO said the intent of Senate Bill 338 is to help workers and the community of Colstrip. He added it gives the out-of-state corporate owners a seat at the table to negotiate the decommissioning of Units 1 and 2. He said it's part of corporate responsibility.
It also allows these corporations to come to the table with our Attorney General and our governor to negotiate a deal. It's laughable to call a bill with this kind of corporate involvement punitive or anti-business.
But that is exactly the point of opponents. John Metropoulos spoke on behalf of Talon Energy, one of the plant's co-owners. He told legislators the utility is trying to figure out how to keep operating until the agreed-upon closure date in 2022.
I hesitate to say this, but I have to be blunt. Talon Energy is losing tens of millions of dollars a year.
He said unlike the other co-owners, Talon cannot pass on the costs contemplated in this bill to its ratepayers.
The passage of punitive legislation only leads the decision makers at Talon to think, why should we sink more money here? Why should we desperately try to stay? Right now they do want to stay, and they want to stay for the state of Montana and for the community of Colstrip.
Other opponents viewed the bill as imposing an exit fee on a company for making a business decision. The 2,100-megawatt facility is one of the largest coal-fired power plants in the West and supplies electricity to customers in the Pacific Northwest. Competition from lower-cost power sources and mounting costs for pollution control have made the plants uneconomical. The Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.